Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, welcome back to the Celtics Lab podcast. We have a very special edition. This is Cameron, but I'm about to log off. And what you're going to hear is a conversation with Justin, Dr. Justin Quinn, and the one and only Robert Parrish. Justin and Mr. Parrish are going to talk about the 75th anniversary honors that have been given out this year, the All-Star selections coming up, what Celtics might be on that All-Star team, and Robert Parrish gives some advice to Robert Williams. You don't want to miss that. So, thanks for listening to the Celtics Lab podcast brought to you by betonline.ag. And you can find more of this wonderful content on Celtics Wire. Thanks for listening.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for the interview. It's an honor. I grew up watching you on television like so many of us did. And to actually be able to talk to you is really, really cool to me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this is an important year. It's the 75th anniversary of the NBA and someone honored as not only part of the league's 75th anniversary team, but also its 50th. How did it feel to be so honored? And what are your thoughts on your peers who did not make the 50th anniversary team, but did make the 75th?
Well, they made one of the teams, which is always a good thing. And how, to answer your question about how I felt proud. I felt honored. I felt like it was validation and verification about my career. And I think it was a great way to be rewarded for the work, the sacrifice, the dedication that you put in over the years. Mm-hmm. So that's my opinion of it and how I felt. My little bird chest was stuck out.
I bet it should be. So as a 9-time All-Star, it's safe to say that you know the game about as well as anyone as to what it takes to be one. Mm-hmm. So ahead of this year's All-Star game in Cleveland, Ohio on TNT, there are a number of potential All-Star first-timers. Does anyone stick out to you as a likely candidate to make the All-Star game for the first time?
Not really. No one comes to mind, to be honest. Yeah, because most of the people that deserve to be an All-Star, mm-hmm. most of them are very, I can't think of anybody offhand that's been slighted, but I'm sure there are. Because it's always, no matter who has been selected, they're always players that are just as deserving to be an All-Star, just not enough room on the roster for those players.
That's going to touch on something I have to ask you about the All-Star game as well. But for me, I think it's going to be Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies. I think he's almost certainly going to be an All-Star this year.
You know what? Now that you mention his name, he is very deserving of being an All-Star. I don't know whether he is an All-Star, but if he's not, He certainly is deserving, and I think the honor of being an All-Star is in his future, because he is impressive for a second-year player. Very impressive.
Indeed. Now, in terms of the Celtics, with whom he spent 14 seasons, pretty impressive, do you think they managed to get two All-Stars this year, or do you think that there's a chance that it's just going to be one for them?
There's a possibility that it could be two. But I have my reservations because they're not winning.
Yep.
Like they normally win. So both of them may not get the honor of being an All-Star, but both of them are certainly deserving of being an All-Star. So we just going to have to sit tight and see what happens.
In your opinion, of the two that we're talking about, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, who do you think is more likely to end up an All-Star this season?
I would say Tatum, because he gets the most pub. He's the most popular of that duo. And he appears, this is just me saying this, I don't know for certain. He appears like he's the leader or one of the leaders on that ball club. So I would have to say if one of them is chosen, it would have to be Tatum.
Okay. And speaking of Boston, what are your thoughts on Robert Williams? You think he'll ever make an All-Star game? And what do you see as his ceiling?
Well, I think it's a lot of potential there. I think what might hinder him is a mentor, the right mentor.
Okay.
He need a mentor that's played the position, not a guard or a forward trying to tell the center how to play the center position. It'll be like me trying to tell a guard or a forward how to play the position when I never played that position. And I think that's one of the issues with the NBA coaching. They don't have enough big man coaches. They got coaches for the forwards and the guards, you know, the little people. But what if the bigs need love too?
When are you going to coach? Any thoughts on that? We'd love to see.
First of all, I got to get an opportunity.
True. All right. Now, that actually leads in really well to my next question about Robert Williams, which is, if you could give him one piece of advice, what would it be?
Have unconditional belief and confidence in yourself. Because things, like everything else in life, you know, your career is going to ebb and flow. You're going to have good times and bad times. So you just got to have unshakable confidence in yourself. And find, if he can, seek out a former NBA center.
Okay.
And have that person work with him. Because for me, I had Clifford Ray in my corner.
Ooh, I've got a question about him later. We'll get to Clifford Ray in a little bit, but it's a very different topic. I'm sure you can guess what it is.
Yeah, I had Clifford Ray as a mentor at the to guide me and help me, you know, navigate the challenges of the NBA. So that would be my advice to Mr. Williams.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this is true because I couldn't track down the original article in it, but you once reportedly said that Mike Mitchell, Jamal Wilkes, and Bill Laimbeer were among the NBA silent killers, or people who you can't really measure their impact in terms of statistics. I'm wondering, who are those players today, and are any of them Celtics?
I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, I just remember, Al Horford.
Oh, definitely. I was Al definitely Horford. Thinking of him. Excellent.
He's a difference maker for the Celtics, for sure. And one of the... I'm having a brain freeze here.
Oh, I have that all the time. Trust me. Anywhere else around the league?
I'm like I said, I'm having a brain freeze. That's
no worries. If it comes back to you, just let me know.
I can't think of the player's name right now that is impactful, but don't get a lot of attention. Matter of fact, he plays with Denver, and I think he may be hurt now, was hurt. A very good shooter, forward. And I can't think of his name offhand. I'm having a a brain freeze.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, you know what? I know exactly who you're talking about. You just had back surgery, and I'm having the same.
Yeah, exactly. That's him. Yes.
No, that's question. Okay. Yeah. In terms of watching Joe Jackson come back to the Celtics briefly this season, it made me think of your remarkable longevity in the league at 21 seasons. Yeah. You both used yoga to extend your careers. What advice would you give players today to extend their NBA careers longer?
Nutrition, it's paramount. And also stretching is very, very important. I think that's one of the reasons why I was able to play as long, because as you age, you get tighter and stiffer and you start to lose your flexibility. And that's one way of staying mobile and agile. Stretching is very, very important. And you got to realize the season, as you get older, the season is never over in terms of training and conditioning and paying attention to what you do and what you put in your body. You know, this 12 months out of a year, there's no off season for the older player. And that's the advice that I will pass on to players that are thinking about playing, having a long career. There are no off seasons, and you got to take excellent care of yourself. That's paramount.
Vegetarianism, is that a major factor for you as well, or no?
Repeat that.
Vegetarianism, a vegetarian diet?
I'm not a true vegetarian. Mm-hmm. I don't eat red meat, but I do eat fish and chicken. I must admit that I try to be a vegetarian, but when I don't eat meat, I lose too much weight, and I don't have no weight to lose, especially when I was playing. You know, I was already light in the pants to start with. So I tried to be a true vegetarian, but I was just losing too much weight. So I started eating fish and chicken again, but it certainly plays a part because it's healthier. And also I would advise players to watch your sugar and your sodium consumption, because that dehydrates you and it fatigues you. And we all know that fatigue make cowards all out of all of us. Yep. And that's the last thing you want to do is have your career cut short because you couldn't keep yourself in shape.
Michael Porter Jr., I believe, is the name we were looking for earlier.
Thank you.
It just popped in my head.
Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah. So the mid-range shot was a principal tool in your arsenal, and it's making kind of a comeback after the three-point shot kind of dominated things for a while. I mean, it never went away entirely, but I mean, it's getting a kind of a renaissance, shall we say. What other skills would you recommend contemporary big man developing?
I would have to say that it's not necessary for them to have a 3-point range, but be consistent. You know, if you're going to be a mid-range on in and play with your back to the basket, be consistent with it. Because I always feel like you don't have to be a 3-point shooter to be effective in today's game, but you got to be able to put the ball in the basket. Okay. 2 points, it's still putting points on the basket. I mean, points on the board. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see that Kevin Durant, they're keeping the mid-range game alive and well and important, you know, and relevant. And also Klay Thompson is another good mid-range shooter, but he still has a 3-point range also. And I like that because I always felt like if you could have a mid-range game, you can play in any era because pretty much today the 3-point, I call this a 3-point era right here, thanks to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. You know, they got everybody launching up threes that shouldn't be launching up threes because they don't shoot the ball like the Warriors do. But that being said, you know, they piggybacking off whoever wins it. So that's the way this league works.
Copycat league indeed. So I know you have a lot of stuff going on, so I'll just give you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're at the 3-quarter century mark of NBA's history, in your opinion, what is the most important moment in league history so far, and what do you think is in store for the NBA in the future?
In my opinion, how we handled and the protocol that was put into place to deal with this pandemic. I thought it was interesting and fascinating, the concept the NBA came up with last year for the playoffs with that in the bubble. I think they call it in the bubble. I definitely like that concept and that philosophy of isolation and to help cut down on contamination. And also I like the fact that the NBA has always been one of the leaders in terms of all the sports organizations on civil rights. We've always been out front and ahead of sending that message out that we are all for equal rights, equal opportunity, social justice. And that's one thing that I'm very proud of about being a former NBA player, that we are concerned about everybody, not just about ourselves. That we all should have that attitude.
That made me really happy to watch unfold. I really hope we see more of that moving forward. In terms of the future of the NBA, do you see expansion? You know, I'm here in Mexico City. Do you see overseas expansion here to Mexico or to some other part of the world? What do you think of the future of the league? What's going to be coming next?
Oh, I think we're going to be global one year. One of these days. And I think the NBA is laying the foundation and the groundwork for that now because they send players, former players and current players, including myself, you know, over in Europe a lot. I've been to Europe a lot, I've been to the Asian countries a lot, promoting the NBA. I've been to Mexico a few times, promoting the NBA. So I think it's just a matter of time because the NBA is still building those relationships. And that from what I've been told, one of the holdups is those countries don't have a facility big enough to make it worthwhile financially for the league for the NBA to play more than one or two games, you know, to go over there and say stay for 2 weeks and play 4 or 5 games. You know, it just don't make sense right now. The bottom line don't make sense. So I think once they work out the logistics in terms of where they're going to play it, I think that's when you're going to see more NBA presence and more NBA games being played.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for your time, Robert. I really appreciate this interview.
For having me. Thank you.
Definitely.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.